Hills coming down the outside, and then came Captivon, but Animo's well clear. Halal and Captivon fight out second and third, but a cozy victory in the English size for Animo. McDonald eased him right down for a three-length win from Halal. Ahead away, Captivon. Eduardo is the leader from Nature Strip, and they're broken clear from the rest, but Nature Strip moved up, put pay to Eduardo at this point, and Nature Strip draws a length and a half, two lengths clear from Eduardo, a gap back to Mask Crusader, but Nature Strip goes back to back in the TJ, and this is an annihilation. Mask Crusader got up to run second in front of Eduardo.
Oh, it still gives you shivers, doesn't it, listening to the ease of Animo's devastating win in the size, and Nature Strip back to his best in the TJ. And for James McDonald, it was an historic day, becoming the quickest jockey in Australian racing history to notch 50 Group 1 wins, and then he notched his 51st, and it's always great to have a chat to J-Mac. J-Mac, congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, it was a great day.
Sure. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, and you were looking forward to notching that half century. How special was that moment for you?
Yeah, it was awesome, obviously, just to get there. It's been an amazing ride so far, and hopefully it will continue, but it's, to do it on two very good horses was just incredible, especially the performances those two horses put up. It was just amazing.
You're so focused and you're always looking ahead, but did you take time to reflect on Saturday night about what you actually have achieved, considering everything you've been through in your career so far?
Not really. I was too busy celebrating Caitlin's birthday. And as you know, Caitlin comes first. So hopefully we'll sit down next weekend, and obviously we've got a couple of big weekends coming up, and hopefully we'll get to let the hair down after that, and just for a couple of days and have a think about things.
I did see Caitlin on Seven's coverage on Saturday, and she was wondering what she was going to get for her birthday after such a big day at the office. What did she get?
Yeah, just bits and pieces, really. Nothing too much.
Let's talk about Animo first, because I don't know if we've seen a more dominant two-year-old victory in a Group 1 race. What kind of feel did he give you on Saturday?
Oh, mate, it was just incredible. I just couldn't believe how easy he's done it. Obviously, his performances to date have been second to none, and for him to do that was just amazing. To quicken like he did on soft ground, put a margin in him, he's just an exciting horse.
On to the mile of the champagne, how do they beat him?
Yeah, no, well, hopefully, there's no such thing as a certainty, but he's definitely going very well, and he's definitely the horse to beat, and he deserves a short price at the moment, but yeah, obviously, he's just got to get through the next couple of weeks on Scave, and I'm sure he'll be there with bells on.
And, gee, the performance of Nature Strip, you and Nature Strip have been through so much. He's been maligned, he's been celebrated. How sweet was that victory on Saturday?
Yeah, it was just awesome, just especially, just the, obviously, he has his knockers, he has his lovers as well, but he gets a fair bit of criticism for over the past, and he's the most consistent horse. So obviously, he gets beat at short price quotes quite often. But he's never beaten far, so I was very proud of him yesterday, Saturday, and he won the Super Wrap.
Was that his best win? I know he was devastating down the Flemington Straight, but is that the best feel he's given you?
Yeah, it was a very good feel, I'll tell you that, but I just love the way he executed. That was the most pleasing part, and if he does that 9 times out of 10 for the rest of his life, he's going to be winning more than he loses, because he's such a talented horse.
Hard to believe, but day two of the championships could be even better for you. How much are you looking forward to this Queen Elizabeth and Very Elegant?
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's just the build-up's great, so hopefully she's going to be there in good form, and it'll take a very good horse to beat her.
And we could have a firm track on Saturday, so would you be more confident on top of the ground v. Adib or in the wet against Adib?
No, I'm happy with the conditions that will be thrown at her, so yeah, she's a very adaptable mare, she's going to the race in career best form.
Who else have you got on Saturday, James?
Got Colette. What else is there? Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm not quite sure, but there'll be a few there.
Well, VE's the main one, mate. Well done, notching up your 50th and your 51st Group 1 victory on Saturday, and good luck in the Queen Elizabeth this coming Saturday.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.